So everybody says that your email list is going to be your most important marketing asset. That's something that is said in every industry, including ours, the fiction industry. But the question is, do you know how to use your list to make more sales on your fiction? So do you want to sell via email, but you really just don't know how? I mean, you know the list is important. Everybody says that. You 100% believe them. But you really have no idea how to go about leveraging that list to actually help you sell more books and, make more money. Maybe you even spend time emailing every week. Maybe you have, grown a little bit of an email list, but you just don't see that many sales. And if you have launched, maybe you've heard these amazing stories about how somebody has thousands of people on their list, and when they launch, all they do is send out, one email or maybe four or five, and they get like 10,000 sales of their books. And you're going, well, that would be great, but how do I do that? Because when I do email the people I have, I'm just not hearing much. It's all crickets, right? Well, if this sounds like you or anything even close to that, then this is the episode for you. We're going to talk about all things email marketing when it comes to our fiction, and specifically five mistakes you're probably making that is making it difficult for you to grow and nurture a loyal email list and get fiction sales off them. So stay tuned. Hi there, aspiring fiction author. Welcome to Fiction Author Business School. Do you want to write your stories with ease and confidence? Do you find yourself Googling how to write a fiction book or how to write a character arc? Do you want to create a fiction empire, but you can't even finish the story you're currently working on, and you find yourself doubting it will even be good enough? Hi, I'm Liesl. I too have been writing stories since I was just a kid. I wanted to do something about my fiction writing dreams, but got information overload every time I looked for writing help, because there's just so much out there on the internet. I wanted confidence that I wouldn't disappoint my readers, and a plan to publish regularly. I knew the foundation of any author career, including the marketing aspect, is a stellar and well-written story, but I didn't know how to be sure that my story was solid. I went on a journey to figure out what really makes readers tick and how to incorporate those addictive elements into my story. In this podcast, you'll find specific, tactical fiction writing tips, solutions to writing more words more efficiently, and secrets to mastering your author mindset. So put on your fuzzy slippers, grab a notebook and pen and some chocolate, and let's write some fiction. Okay, so does this sound at all like you? You do email whatever list you have, but you get very little or perhaps no engagement. Maybe every once in a while you send links to your books, but you get very, very few clicks. Maybe you have a newsletter that you send out either weekly or biweekly or monthly, but you find that you don't always know what to say and you kind of run out of things. you hear from others, of course, that the list is the most important asset that you have in trying to sell your fiction, but maybe you're even a little bit intimidated by growing your list because you don't know how to turn those subscribers into buyers, and you certainly don't want to be paying for something that isn't serving you. I mean, what's the point of having 100,000 subscribers and paying $200, $300, $500 a month for them if you're not getting anything back, right? Of course, nobody wants that. So there's a reason this kind of thing happens. And the reason is really, well, in a very broad way, it's because things are not being taught correctly in the author space. And this is very common across the board. Most things are not taught correctly in the author space. That's something that I've come to realize over the last 4 years as I've really sunk myself deep into entrepreneurship. Now, we tend to teach a lot of the strategies and tactics, but those are the external things. Like, most of us know how to run an Amazon ad, and that's great. But do we actually know the sales psychology of how to convert? Okay, there's how to do it, which is put up this much text and, click all the right buttons and set up the ad correctly. But how do you know what to write that will actually make people buy your book? Okay, those are two separate things, and they're not taught very well, or at least the second one, which is more of the internal, the psychology of it, is not taught very well in the author space. So in terms of email, there are certain words, phrases, and certain types of emails that you should be sending to your list, okay? And really, we're talking about two different tiers of email. There are nurture sequences, which are sequences that run on autopilot, right? So somebody Opts in for your lead magnet, your free book or novella or whatever you have that leads into your series. And then once they're on your list, you can subscribe them to a sequence and it will send them emails automatically in the background. Now, that sort of thing takes a little bit of time to set up on the front end. But after that, it can run for months or years and you won't have to email that person again, right? You don't have to do all of the work yourself. There are very sophisticated autoresponders that will set, you know, do this for you. And that's really, really nice because your email list is being nurtured in the background while you are busy writing your next book, right? The other tier of emails is your current emails that you send out. And this is going to be in the form of your newsletter, either your weekly, monthly, however often that you send it. I would recommend weekly. That's what most people do, and that's what most readers are used to seeing. There are email marketers out there who do daily emails. They tend to be very short. And then there are those who only do it once a month, once a quarter, once every 6 months. But I wouldn't recommend that because it's really difficult to keep your list engaged and loyal to you if you do that. Now, of course, there are exceptions to everything, but you have to kind of figure out what works for you. In the fiction reading space, usually we find that about once a week works best, okay? But here's the thing that not very many people say or want to admit, and that is that if you don't know how to leverage your email list, if you don't know what emails to send and what to say to nurture your list into loyal readers and convert them into buyers, having an email list is not really going to do you very much good. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to say that. And it is true that if you know what to do, your email list will be your most important marketing asset. Okay. Unlike social media, there is no algorithm involved. So someone can't take your email list from you. Right. But if you don't know what to do with it, then all you're doing is paying for email addresses, not getting any return on that, and taking time away from your writing to write emails to people who aren't responding and don't really care. Now, on the flip side, some time ago, I'll have to link up the episode in the show notes because I don't remember right now what episode it was, but I interviewed Andrea Pearson, and I actually originally learned email marketing from her. And she even told me that she had changed up her email strategy because she was somebody who shared a lot of personal details about her life in her emails. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just about whether you're comfortable doing that or not. But what she found is that she had people who were very loyal to her in terms of what was going on in her life. Like, she would even have people who, when her emails came in and they saw them on their phones, they would pull over if they were driving so they could read her email because they cared so deeply about what was going on with her. Now, that's great, but what she found is that those same people were not buying her books. So the point is, you can cultivate any kind of list that you want. You can cultivate people who are very loyal and open every email and read every email, but are they buying your books, right? There is a difference there. And you have to understand the differentiation there, okay? It's very important. Now, most people think that when someone, for example, opts into your lead magnet and gets on your list, that they are a pretty cold lead. Meaning, if you don't know the difference between cold and hot leads, cold leads are brand new. They don't know anything about you. They don't know anything about your books. And they're less likely to buy from you because they're not familiar with you. Whereas warm or then hot leads are people who know you very well, have read your books, and are more likely to buy everything you put out, right? So obviously, we want to nurture our list until they go from wherever they're at and turn them into hot leads who will be very loyal and buy everything that we publish, right? That's kind of the goal. But back to what I was saying, most people say that when the subscriber first hits your list, they're a pretty cold lead. Now, they may be cold in comparison to what they will be down the line once you've nurtured them and turned them into a mega fan, but I actually disagree with the idea that they are ice cold when they come onto the list. Why? Because you are already further along as a fiction author when you get someone on your list than most email marketers are when they send out emails. Let me explain what I mean by that. We've all gotten those mass emails selling us products that we don't need, right? Very often they go to our spam filters, but it's very clear that they are just sending out emails to thousands, if not millions, of email addresses, and you're looking at that going, why would someone send me that? Like, I'm the last person in the world that would ever buy that, right? Well, that's how cold email marketing works. They know very well that they are only going to get a fraction of a percent of people even opening the email, much less buying anything from it, right? Because all of the subscribers are cold that they're sending to. But that's why they send so many. Because even if you're only getting a 1% open rate and a 0.3% click rate, if you send it to 3 million people, you're actually still going to sell a decent amount of product. Okay, so that's the way that it works. Now, that's not something that you should do ever. Most people consider that to be pretty slimy and not good marketing tactics at all, not very moral. But my point here is that we are not dealing with completely cold subscribers, like ever. Okay, we are not, you know, somebody who is, let's say, the opposite of what you would want. So let's say that you are a romance author. The person that ends up on your list is not going to be an alpha male who hates anything romantic and never reads, right? That's just not going to happen. The person who ends up on your list is already a romance reader. Now, they're not a hot lead, certainly, because they don't know your writing style. They may not have read any of your books. They may not be familiar with you as an author yet, but you are already in the ballpark, okay? You already have someone who likes to read and who likes to read your genre, right? So there's really no excuse for why you cannot nurture that reader and gain their loyalty and really connect with them and sell more books to them. And yet, the vast majority of people, of fiction authors in our space, do not know how to do that. And we lose out on a lot of sales through email marketing because of it. But you have to understand that when they first come onto your list, there will never be a better time to start to nurture them, okay? You will never have a better window, especially if they read your lead magnet. As soon as they're done, assuming that they finished it, assuming that they liked it at all, that is the most opportune window you will ever have with this reader to get them to buy the next book in the series. And if you're not actively doing that, if you don't have a plan, if you don't know exactly what to say and what emails to send them in order to make that happen, you are leaving money on the table and you are losing sales, okay? And I don't want that for you. But the real kick here is that you have to know how to do that, okay? I'm of the opinion that even those who are kind of lukewarm or maybe kind of so-so about your book, but they just got it because it was free, I think that those people very often can be won over, okay? They can be nurtured first into loyal readers. Well, first, it kind of happens in steps. There's loyal email openers, there's loyal readers, and then eventually we can make them into mega fans, okay? I think that is very possible to do in a lot of cases. Now, are you always going to have some who never open your emails? They're just freebie seekers, they never interact. Yes, of course, you're going to have some of those. It comes with the territory. And that's why you need to be very active, or proactive, I guess I should say, about cleaning your list and getting rid of the deadweight email addresses, okay? But that's super simple to do. It's really not hard in this day and age. Any email autoresponder worth its weight does that for you almost automatically these days, okay? You just gotta figure out how to do it with your particular email service that you're using. But I believe that a good 50 to 75% of those who are kind of lukewarm can be nurtured into loyal readers. But again, you have to know how to do it and you have to move fast, okay? When they hit your list, you have to start nurturing them immediately. You have to use specific actions and tactics and words and phrases and types of emails to get them engaged. And if you don't do that, then you're going to lose that window and then you've probably lost them for good, okay? So the other thing is that you're always going to have some readers who just don't end up liking your book. You know, you can't please everybody, and even if they write if they read the genre that you write and they like the tropes that you use, there's still, you know, going to be a few people who don't really like your writing. And if that's the case, then, you know, not a big deal. They'll just hop off the list anyway. So you're never going to convert everybody. But let's put it this way. Let's say 100 people jump on your list and 30% of those are always going to love you anyway just because of what you write. 30% of those are kind of lukewarm, and 30% of those are going to end up being dead weight, okay? And I'm just doing the 30% to make it easy. The dead weight are either going to remove themselves from your list or you're going to remove them by cleaning your list, right? The 30% who are in the top, they're going to end up being your mega fans. They're going to be your loyal readers, and you're not going to have to do much except keep writing books to keep them around because they genuinely love you and what you write and will keep reading your emails, right? And will click on the links and buy your books. That leaves the middle 30% who are lukewarm. I believe at least half of those can be nurtured into loyal fans, loyal readers, and maybe even mega fans. But if you're not actively doing this, you are losing all of them as loyal readers. And that is not good for business. not good for your sales. It's not good for your reads. It's not good for your pocketbook or your royalties, right? We want to fix that. We want to be nurturing as many of those as we can into loyal readers, okay? So let's go over those mistakes that you might be making that is making this more difficult for you to do. Number one, first mistake is that you don't use tried and tested sales sequences. Now, I know that none of us want to sound spammy and none of us want to sound salesy, and rightly so. We all know that we shouldn't be spamming our readers with buy my book links, okay? That's not a good way to do things. You're going to turn those readers off. They're going to leave your list en masse if you do that, okay? But you don't have to do that. That's not going to sell your book anyway, but that's not the right way to do it, even if that did sell your book, okay? There are particular sales sequences, types of emails, things you can say, things you can do, things you can ask of your list that other email marketers who sell things other than fiction, okay, we're talking about people who sell services, who sell goods, who sell physical products off the internet, right? Okay, millionaire email marketers use these particular sequences to nurture their list, get their loyalty, get them to click, get them to open, and then eventually sell to them. Unfortunately, this sort of thing is just not being taught in the author space, okay? One of the first things I learned when I started looking into entrepreneurship was how to do these sequences. And I went, I have never heard of anything like this in the author space. It's just not taught, right? But if you have those sequences and just tailor them to your books, they do work, okay? They will help you nurture your list, and it'll you can set it up in advance, and then it will be happening in the background, and you don't have to pay that much attention to it once you set it up on the front end, okay? So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is not having a plan when you email. You're just sending whatever pops into your head, whatever you think might help, personal things about you, maybe your blurb every once in a while along with a URL. Yeah, guys, that's not helpful. I wish that it were, but it's just not. And probably in the early days of publishing in 2010, just as with everything else, you could have done that and actually gotten some pretty decent clicks and sales from that, just because back then it was the technology that was novel, okay? The novelty was not in the book you were writing, but in the fact that people could get it online and read it in an ebook. But we all know that's way in the past now, okay? People are demanding better books, there's a lot more competition, and you really need to know exactly what you're going to send, when you're going to send it, how many to send, how much time between emails, all of that. You need to have a plan and something that you know and have confidence will work. And if you don't have that, you're going to have a really hard time being successful with email marketing, okay? We all know that our fiction readers have dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of authors to choose from. And granted, most of them aren't considering thousands, but there are quite a few, and you need to give them a reason to pick you. And that has to do with sales psychology. It has to do with knowing how to connect with them in a way that will make them want to buy your book. And it all comes with having a plan and the knowledge to do this. And if you don't have that, again, it's just going to be really hard for you to sell books via email, okay? The third mistake is that you don't know how to nurture your readers and get their loyalty. Now, this comes from emails that are other than sales emails. Of course, you will have some emails where you ask them to buy your book. You have to ask for the sale or you'll never get it. And, you know, that's one thing that I can show you how to do, to ask for the sale without being slimy or sleazy about it. But the loyalty and the nurturing actually comes from other emails, emails that connect your reader to you, that make them feel like you understand them, that make them feel like they're in the right place when they are on your list, that they are in good company, that sort of thing, okay? And if you don't know how to do that, how to nurture them and get them to connect with you and get their loyalty, then when it gets to the sale, they're not going to feel loyal enough to click and buy, and they might not even open the email, okay? So it's not just a matter of send this, do that. It's a whole sequence that is built in sales psychology that will help to nurture your readers so that when you ask for the sale, they are there and they are ready to click, okay? So that's why you need the plan from mistake number two, because this is not something you can just guess or do willy-nilly. It takes more forethought than that. Mistake number four, you aren't using the right words and phrases to turn readers into buyers. Once again, this is where I think the indie author community is really falling short. So I mentioned this earlier, but we can teach tactics and strategies all day long. We can teach how to set up an ad. I can teach you how to write an email, how to use an autoresponder sequence. But we are not very good at teaching buyer psychology, especially from a fiction reader standpoint, okay? There are particular ways you can go about presenting your story to a reader that will make them want to click and buy. And if you're not doing that, then you're going to have a hard time getting conversions, meaning you'll have lots of people landing on your book's page and looking at it, but not very many who are actually buying. And that's kind of everybody's problem, right? I mean, plenty of people run ads and can't make them profitable. And it's because it's what I call subconscious reader triggers, okay? It's things that appeal to the reader on a deep level that make them want to buy, make them want to click and get that book, and they just have to find out what happens. But we're not very good at figuring out what that is. And this is true of our blurbs, of our social media, of, you know, the ad copy that we do, all of it. But I can teach you how to do that. And you can use it in emails, but you can use it other places as well. The point is, the mistake is that if you aren't using those words and phrases to turn readers into buyers, then you're just not getting much of a conversion. You know, you're sending lots of people to your book, but you're not seeing the sales. And number five, you don't know how to guide your email subscribers through your backlist. So if you are someone who, maybe you even have pretty good launches and get pretty good sales on the front end, but then after that, your book just sort of tanks, disappears into the oblivion of Amazon. Well, those books, your backlist, are where all your money is made, really, because you can only make so much on, you know, one book that's launching now. And it's really, really hard to keep up with those people who are launching a book every month. Yeah, people do that, especially the highly read genres like romance and sometimes crime. But in talking to people who have done that for any stretch of time, they usually burn out. You know, it's really hard. Even if you're writing shorter books, like, that would never work for me. My books are massive and I could not write one and get it edited and get it formatted and get it out in under a month. Okay, it just wouldn't be feasible for me. But even those who do, who write novellas, or, you know, they do make good money. I mean, the people who can make it work really make it work, but it is a constant energy drain, and most of them will burn out at some point and need to take a break, and some of them can't go back to it at all. So the point is, it's much better to make sure that you're getting sales from your backlist, from people who are new, who haven't heard from you and will read their way through your backlist. But it's also true that with all of the competition, all of the authors that are publishing, they might read one book and really, really like it, but they have so many other books to read that they just might not jump to your next book right away. But you can set up a sales sequence that will guide them through your backlist and make sure that they always know what to read next, and tease them with those subconscious reader triggers that will make them want to go buy that book now. Okay, so it's a skill set, it's a particular way of doing things, and it's something that you have to learn, do intentionally, and plan for. And if you do, you will sell a lot more books via email, okay? If you don't do it, like I said, you're leaving money on the table. So the question is, do you want to stick with how things are going now in your email marketing? I mean, hey, if things are going great and you're selling hundreds of books every month through email marketing, then you keep doing that. That's awesome. You know, more power to you. But if you would like to up-level your email marketing, then these are things that you're going to want to learn at some point in order to help you sell more books, right? And this is how you effectively and intelligently leverage your email list, right? To guide them through your backlist, help them buy your books, and see a lot more sales. And once again, you can set this up in advance and it can be running on autopilot, so you don't have to pay that much attention to it. And you can just focus on writing your next bestseller, right? All right, so why did I decide to do this as a topic today? Well, last week I told you that I was revamping my email marketing for authors course. I have had a lot of people request it and want to know where they can buy it and when it's going to be on sale again. And the thing is, the original course had the nurture sequences in it, but it didn't have the subconscious reader triggers. And there's a few other things that I've added to it just to revamp it so that it's a little better than it was before. And I am excited to announce that this email marketing course for authors is now available should anyone want it. Okay, I've changed the name of it. It is now called Email Marketing for Fiction Authors. So pretty straightforward, right? And you can get this again. It is available now in its revamped version. So If you are ready to sell more backlist books via email, if you don't know what emails to send your list, how many or when, and you're just kind of throwing things out willy-nilly with a buy my book link every so often, if you struggle with what to put in your current newsletters and how to structure them for maximum engagement and sales, and if you don't know how to turn readers into buyers with that buyer psychology, then this is the course for you, okay? You know that your book is high quality and that readers of your genre will enjoy it, but you're not sure what emails to send that will effectively sell without being sleazy. You don't know how to guide your book through your backlist, and you don't know what will get you more sales via email so that you can spend less time email marketing and more time writing your next book. Here's the thing. To build a successful fiction business, we need to understand the basic skills of entrepreneurship and sales. And as I said before, these things are not being taught effectively in the indie space. But this is how I start to help you remedy that. Okay, the good news is I can teach you how to do this via email. Once you understand how, it's really not that hard, and you can repeat it again and again and again as often as you need. So if you're ready to take action and start selling more fiction through email, then I would invite you to head on over to bit.ly/fiction emails, and I will link that up in the show notes, but it's all one word, no caps, fiction emails, bit.ly/fiction emails. Here's what you get inside the course. I teach you how to do detailed email nurture sequences. Again, those are the ones that you set up on the front end and that run on autopilot. They help you get the loyalty of your readers. They help you train them to click. And there will be buy my book emails in those sequences, but I teach you exactly what to put into those emails so that they are not sleazy and they are not slimy and you're not sounding too salesy. They're things you put in that make the reader genuinely want to buy the book and feel like, wow, I'm so glad I'm on this author's list because this is exactly what I want to read, you know. I also teach you how to craft your intro sequence, what to put in there, how to use your email sequences to get more reviews. And I do give you training on those subconscious reader triggers that will help turn viewers, people who are landing on your book's page or just opening your email, into buyers, to use the sales psychology to get them to actually want to click and buy. But there's even more than that. I've thrown in some bonuses. I put in there my series that I did a year or two ago about best practices for creating and marketing an effective fiction lead magnet. I've got one called How to Plot Best-Selling Fiction in 10 Steps. Now, this is pretty much just a twist on the 10 plot thickening events that that every bestseller includes. So some of you may have gotten that PDF before, and I do still have it as a free PDF that you can download. But what I've done here is that I've actually created a training around it. So it's a video in which I go really, really in depth into the 10 plot points, and I include the psychology behind each one. And so that's a little bit more than the free PDF, and that's included as a bonus here. I also give you, every lesson has an audio file in case you want to listen on your favorite podcast player or just want to download it to your phone. I also give you templates and swipe files of the different kinds of email along with examples, but you can take those templates and swipe files and copy them, steal them, fill in the blank for your books and your characters and use them so that you always know exactly what to send in every email. And finally, I give you a ConvertKit tutorial. Now, ConvertKit is totally my jam. I've been using it a long time, and it's definitely what I recommend you use for email marketing. But even if you're not going to use ConvertKit, that's okay. You'll still get a lot out of the tutorial because I use it to show you how to do automations. If you don't know what automations are, then you are really missing something that is very convenient and very helpful in managing your list. But also just to give you an idea of what your email marketing service needs to have in order to really serve you, and to kind of give you criteria. Like if your email autoresponder doesn't have this, then it's probably not a very good one to be using. But there are others who have everything that ConvertKit has, and if you'd rather use one of those, then more power to you. But you just need to know kind of what you're going to need in order to be successful at email marketing. Okay? So if this is something that you want to learn how to sell your books, including your backlist through email marketing, then hop over to bit.ly/fiction emails and you can check out the course there. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful week of writing and hopefully of email marketing. Let's go out there and sell some fiction. See you next week. Thanks so much for listening today. Before you go, would you be willing to do me a solid? If you found any value at all in this episode today, would you be willing to share it with other authors just like you in the hopes that they might find some value in it as well?
Happy story crafting this week. Remember, only you can bring the world the unique story that you are trying to tell. Only you can succeed in your own unique way in getting it out of your mind and your heart and into a medium where it can reach thousands, if not millions, of salivating readers. You don't have to worry about failure, because there is always a market for awesome.